Paul Collier is a British economist who has spent a lot of his career at Oxford and also at the World Bank. I'm going to talk about Collier's 2007 best-selling book, The Bottom Billion, Why the Poorest Countries Are Failing and What Can Be Done About It. In this book, Collier looks at the poorest billion people in the world, and he tries to figure out what their problems have been and how those problems can be remedied. Collier does have academic research behind this book, but he is in fact best known for the book itself. So what then is the bottom line to the bottom billion? Collier sees the bottom billion as having at least four fundamental problems. The first he calls the conflict trap, and that means too much civil war and also just too much war. He estimates that this afflicts about 73% of the bottom billion in the world. Second is what he calls the natural resource trap. Countries may be very rich in a resource, such as oil or diamonds, but this leads to an incentive for coup d'etats, and it leads to a lot of corruption, as people try to capture the revenue streams from those resources. The wealth from that resource does not in general trickle down to the citizens of the country, and in the meantime, the rent-seeking leads to a lot of bad governance. Collier estimates that this afflicts about 29% of the bottom billion. Third, some countries, such as Uganda or Bolivia, may be landlocked with bad neighbors. That is, they have no ready access to a port, it's harder for them to trade with the outside world, and it's harder for them to bring in cosmopolitan influences. Collier estimates that this covers about 30% of the bottom billion. Fourth, and maybe the biggest problem, is simply bad governance, which Collier identifies with weak checks and balances. Even democratic nations in the bottom billion, they don't necessarily or even usually have a long and strong tradition of democracy, so there's a lot of corruption, there's a lot of unbridled political power, there's a lot of use of government for reasons other than to make the citizenry better off. That is, in essence, the bottom line of what Collier sees as the major problems for the bottom billion. What to do about these problems? Collier's policy views have been very controversial. For instance, he's been very critical of foreign aid. He argues that quite often foreign aid supports these traps and props up bad governments rather than helping people. Collier also has called for accountability for natural resource revenues. A country such as Nigeria, for instance, has taken some steps to publish how much money is coming in for their oil fields, how they're spending that money, and how much of that money is left over to benefit the public. There's still a lot of room for improvement here. Finally, and most controversially, Collier has argued that sometimes outside military intervention can really help people living in the bottom billion. This includes versions of what is sometimes called imperialism, and Collier has been quite forthright in saying that sometimes, in his view, Western powers should simply intervene in failing nations, using the military if needed. Collier published this opinion at a time when the Iraq War was especially unpopular, and it's gathered a lot of attention, and needless to say, not everyone agrees with Paul Collier on this policy conclusion. But that, in a very brief nutshell, is Paul Collier's book, The Bottom Billion. You also might want to see his TED Talk on The Bottom Billion, available online.